So Rav Nosson Zal says here that we make clothing from the wool, which is das, which is makifin. Utzrichin lahalo isu lesakin hagizo mibchina samedama hanal. However, this wool that's attached to a sheep is a behema. Behema, bahamius, is medama. Animals don't have any big das. To an animal can't tell a difference between a diamond and a piece of glass, right? To him, they're both shiny. He'll take the, if you give the animal the choice which one he wants, he'll take the piece of glass because it's more shiny or because it's bigger. The diamond is this big. You give him a glass ball that's a little bigger, he'll take the glass ball, you know, because it's bigger. So Rav Nosson Zal says here that we have to elevate and make a tikkun for this wool to get it out of medame. Ki heim hoyu gedelim al behema. Because this wool was growing on an animal. A dumb animal, a behema. Shehu bechinas medame. And animals are referred to as medame. Utzrichin logois hatzemer. We have to cut the wool from the animal. Ula halois, and to elevate it. Mibechinas behemius. From the level of behema. Lebechinas levushe odom. To elevate it to where it's ready on a spiritual level to be worn by a person, for a human being to wear it. Bechinas chaluka derabonon, like the Gemara and Zohar Kodesh speak about the levush of a Talmud Chacham, which is a very, very choshev thing. It's a holy thing. Ki ikar hatikun v'habiru shel hamedame, hu al yidei shemachnin ruach habehemius, umalin mebechinas behemol odom, kemavur leil kamapomim. Because the main way that a Jew corrects and fixes the medame is by weakening the behema inside of him, by being machnia the behemius, and elevating the thing from behema to adam. Now you'll understand why the greatest tzaddikim, Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov, Dovid HaMelech, they were all shepherds. They were involved with sheep, kedei levarer hadas mehamedama, in order for them to be able to extract the das from the medame, kedei legalois malchus digdusha, in order to reveal the malchus of kedusha, shenizgale rak al yidei hagdolas hadas. The only way the malchus of kedusha is revealed is when you increase the das, when you elevate the das. Bechinas zikorin. An example of that is zikorin of kedusha. When a person is able to think beyond, he's not thinking of what's in front of him. He's thinking about the future, the real future. Shezoichin al yidei birur v'tikun hamedame. The way that a person is zoichin to get to that is by fixing up his medame. Medame means imagination, fantasy, animal, the yetzahara. There are many, many different words that go under that title, medame, which are all things that try to divert a person away from Hashem or away from his hatzlacha as a human being, as a Jew, as a tzaddik. V'alkein ne'emar b'David, and this is why the pasuk says in Tehillim about Dovid HaMelech, me'achar olois hevioi lirois b'yakov amoi, that Hashem brought Dovid HaMelech from behind the sheep, from behind the nursing sheep, to appoint him as a shepherd for Klal Yisrael. Ki Malchus David hu Malchus Moshiach. Because the Malchus of David HaMelech is synonymous with the Malchus of Moshiach. Shenizgale al yidei hachnoas hamedame. And the way that you reveal and broadcast the Malchus of Moshiach is by defeating the medame. The more you get rid of the medame, or the more you're able to win over the medame, to be menatzeach the medame, to win over your yetzahara, not to allow yetzahara to trick you, to give you little toys instead of important things. You want a car? Sure, here's a car. You want a car, a $10,000, $12,000 car? Here's the same thing, a little one. You have a little toy, you can play with the car right here, you know. And again, to a child sometimes, you give him a choice. To give him a Rolls Royce that costs $300,000-$400,000, that was in the old days. Today's probably much more expensive. Or give him a much shinier car that has a battery in it. This, that. The kid says, nuts, what? I need that big schlubby thing. Wick, I can't put it in my room. I can't put it on my shelf. This little car I have what to do with. I can put it on my shelf. I can turn on the battery. I can, and it, the lights blink on it when I turn it on. It's much better. Shezocho David Lozer, how is David HaMelech Zoyche to defeat his Medame, to overcome the Medame? Alidei Shehoya Royet Zoyin. By the fact that he was a shepherd of sheep. He took care of sheep. Vezocho lehachnia hamedame ulevar hadas kanal. And he was zoyche to defeat, to overcome the medame, and to be zoyche to the das. You know, it's here again, lehavdol, today, you have in Eretz Yisrael, you go driving sometimes, you go down south or north, and you see Bedouins, you see people like 1,000 years ago with their stick, with the sheep, with a flock of sheep, and they're out there in the grass and the trees and everything, and you see the people and the sheep, and there isn't that much difference between them. The people are growing up together with the sheep, and they're leading almost similar lives. They eat, drink, and sleep. And they eat, drink, and sleep. And they sleep to be able to get up in the morning and eat, and they eat to be able to work, and they work to go to sleep. You know, it's the same thing. And when Dovra Melech, when Avram, when these tzaddikim, when they went out with the sheep, they were doing battle against the behemoth. They were doing battle to show that even while I'm with these behemoths, I haven't forgotten Hashem. I haven't forgotten, you know, Dveikus Hashem and Mitzvahs and Torah and everything like that. V'alkein beYaakov shehoyaroyet zayin beVeislovam kama shonim, and this is why by Yaakov Avinu, who was a shepherd in the house of Lovan for many years, hakoil kedei levarer hadas mehavedame. This was all this process of being able to sort out, to extract the das from the Medame. That even while I'm with behemoths, I don't go down to their level. On the contrary, I rise above them, and I use that as a means of being dovuk to Hashem. They had exploited us out there. They were totally connected to Hashem, even in the presence of these animals. Shehu bechinas lovon hoarami. Now the Medame, another word for Medame is Lovon. Lovon the Ramai. Lovon the cheat. Shehu bechinas hamedame. He is Medame. Ki hamedame hu bechinas chaloim v'sheino. Because another word for Medame is dreams. When a person is sleeping, that's when they have dreams. They have dimyonos. In his dream, he became the strongest person in the world, or the richest person, or the, you know, all the different things, shkorim, that a person, all the different dimyonos, that the fantasies and everything that a person sees in their dreams, in their sleep. Shehu bechinas loshen targum. And we know that sleep is associated with targum. Shehu begimatria tardema, kemavur b'makam achar. As Rabbeinu Zal shows in chapter 19 of Likutei Moran, the Arizal says that the word tardema, which means a deep sleep, is begimatria targum. And we know that Targum is the intermediary between Loshon Kodesh and the languages of the other nations. V'loshon Targum hu Loshon Arami. The language of Targum is also referred to in the Torah as Aramaic. Arami, lovan hu Arami. Sha'al yodoi hoyo hisgabrus lovan hu Arami. That's where lovan hu Arami got his koyach from. That's where he got his strength from Targum, from Klipas Noiga. Al yidei bechinas hamedame, by being connected to this medame, bechinas tardema, kamo shekosu b'mokam achar, as Rabbeinu Zal writes elsewhere in Likutei Moran. V'ze she'omar Yaakov kishoyo beveis Lavan, and this is why when Yaakov Avinu was having it out with Lavan, and he said to him, "You're calling me a thief? You're saying I stole something?" Vatidad shnosi me'enai. All the years that I worked for you, I didn't sleep at all. I stayed up watching the sheep. I never took any chance of letting any sheep escape. Ze bechinas hachnoas hamedame. Yaakov Avinu showed that by him, he was in control of the sleep. Not that the sleep controlled him. Not that if he knew he wanted to get up in the morning, he had to be up in the morning at a certain time. The sleep, what if, I knew I had to get up, but I couldn't get up because I was sleeping, and the sleep tied me up to my bed, that kind of thing. I couldn't get out. By Yaakov Avinu, he showed Vatidat Shnosi, that he was a tzaddik. He defeated the Medame. He told the sleep when to come and go. He told the sleep at 6, 5 o'clock in the morning, get lost. I have better things to do now. Enough of this sleep business. I have important things to do now. V'al kein kishehigia ha'eis sheyetze Yaakov mibeis Lavan, and this is why when it came the time for Yaakov Avinu to leave the house of Lavan, Nemar Shom, it says, V'lovon holach ligzois soinai, that what was Lavan going to do? To share the wool of the sheep, to cut the wool of the sheep. V'oz daika borach Yaakov, that's when Yaakov Avinu ran away. Ki oz bo'eis hagiza, because right at that moment, when you're cutting off the wool from the sheep, oz yochoy lehizgaber ha-medame kanal, that's a time when the medame can be strong. The medame is the animal, the behema. You're separating this wool from the sheep because you want to take this wool and make clothes for a human being. But the wool is attached to the sheep. Baruchni, it's all, begashem is baruchnis. And when you're taking that wool away, the sheep wants to run after it or to hold on to it, not to release it. The behema doesn't want to let the wool go out of the category of behema. And because of the fact that Yaakov Avinu didn't want to do any more birurim in the house of Lavan. Why? Because he knew that he finished. He knew that he had finished all the tikkunim he had to do there. Because everything has its time. There was an amount of time that Yaakov Avinu had to be at the house of Lavan, and when he finished, it was time to leave. Alkein huchrach livroyach be'eis shol Lavan ligzos Sinai. That's why Yaakov Avinu had to leave when? At the time that Lavan is going to cut the wool from the sheep. Kedei shelo yizgaber hamedame chas v'shalom ayidei gzizas Lavan. So that by Lavan, Lavan who himself was behema, Lavan who was ramai, targum, which is partially in the klipos, in the tumah. If Lavan would be shearing the sheep, he would be connecting himself to the medame. Lavan wanted the medame, the demyonis. V'alkein lehefech ayidei gzizas hatzayin shel Yehuda, and that's why that's on one extreme. On one extreme you have Lavan the Russia. On the opposite side, you have Yehuda, from whom comes David HaMelech, from whom comes Moshiach. When Yehuda went to share his sheep, ayidei ze nizgale malchus Moshiach. That was the beginning of the revelation of the malchus of Moshiach. As the Pasuk says there, Vayal Yehuda al goizes eitz sinai. Yehuda went to see what was going on with cutting the wool of the sheep. And that's when he thought about Tamar. And that was when he met her and the whole story. And then was born Peretz and Zorach. And then was born Oved and Yishai and Boaz and Moshiach. Va'oz noilad shalsheles Moshiach. That's when the whole heritage of Moshiach was born. Because by Yehuda, the tzaddik Yehuda ben Yaakov, when he was sharing off the wool of these sheep, he was being machnia the bedame. He was moving away from the behema. Ubirer hadas. He was extracting the das from there. Vayidei hagdola sadas nizgala malchus Moshiach. And we said that the more that the das gets bigger, the more there's recognition of the malchus of Moshiach. V'alkein, and therefore, kishemorad novel bedavid, when Hashem told David HaMelech that he was going to be the next, that Hashem doesn't want Shaul HaMelech to be the king anymore, and that David HaMelech is going to take over, and first Shaul HaMelech went after him to kill him, and David HaMelech was running away, and David HaMelech and his army needed food. And they met this guy who had all kinds of food, novel, and they asked him for food, and novel said, go jump in a lake. Nothing for you. So Hoyogam Kein Hamaisa Be'ez Shegozas Tsoinai. The Torah says there that when what was Novel doing at the time? He was sharing the wool of his sheep. And that was when he had this Nisoyin. Is he going to be supportive of David HaMelech? Is he going to help David HaMelech? Or the opposite, Chas V'Shalom? V'chein Kishemorad Avsholim Bo'aviv. And so too when Avsholim made the rebellion against David HaMelech, Nishtal Shlamaisa Gamkein Ayidei Gzizas Tsoinai. Same thing. You'll look in the Navi over there. How did the whole story start? He was sharing the wool of the sheep. Kamashikosushan, as the Pasuk says there, Hine Goizizim Lavdecha. They're sharing the wool. They're sharing the wool. K Ki heim rotsu limroid b'malchus David. Because they wanted to stage a rebellion against the kingdom of David HaMelech. Shehi malchus Mashiach, which is the kingdom of Mashiach. V'rotsu lizgaper al yidei b'chinas hamedame. How are they going to do it? How are they going to topple the malchus Mashiach? With the koyach of medame. Shemizgaber be'eis gizas hatzoin. When does the medame try to really get strong? When you're shearing off that wool from the sheep. Because the wool could go either way. The wool could become Adam. It could be used as a malbush for a yid, for a tzaddik. It could be used as a bekisha for Shabbos. It could be used for a pair of tzitzis. It could be used for levushim of kedusha. Or the wool could be used for behemoths, you know. Ki oz daika be'ez hagiza tzrichen levarer hamedame kanal. Because it's at the time of sharing that wool, that's a time of birur hamedame. And if a person doesn't do it properly, then azai adaraba yuchal lehizgaber oz hamedame chas v'shalom kanal. Then the medame can get even stronger. The behemoth can get even stronger. V'zeh b'chinas kol hamaisi esanal shoyu be'ez gizas hatzoyin daika. Now you can understand all of those stories that take place in the Chumash and the Navi, where it says it took place at the time that they were sharing the wool of the sheep, because that's a crossroads. That's when it can either go this way or this way. If you do it bigdusha, if you do it with the right kavana, then you're strengthening the malchus of Hashem, the malchus of Mashiach. If you do it with the wrong kavana, then it's behema. It's nothing. It's working with animals, nothing else. And this is why we have this mitzvah, that the first of the sharings of the wool, we have to give it to the kohen, in order to weaken the medame by connecting the wool to the kohen, who is chesed, as we mentioned earlier, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Nun Dalet, Ayin Shom Heitev. Look over there in chapter Nundalid, where you'll see it very, very clearly. How did we see before the inyan of the Kohen? Let's see. Halacha. Because Kohen, we said, was known for Chesed. Chesed is synonymous with Ahava of Kedusha, which is the opposite of Medame. There's Ahava of Kedusha, a person who loves Hashem, he loves Torah, he loves mitzvahs, he loves his family. And there's medame. Medame is where the Yetzirah makes a goy look attractive, makes it look like that's what you want. You don't want, your family is nothing. This is very attractive. This is beautiful. This is great. This is what you want. So that's why the Kohen is the Ish HaChesed. He represents Ahava D'Kedusha. By giving that Reishis, I guess, to the Kohen, we're making a tikkun. We're taking this wool and plugging it into the Ahava D'Kedusha, which is the opposite of Koyach HaMedame, and thereby strengthening the Zikorin D'Kedusha, and thereby strengthening the Malchus D'Kedusha. The next chapter, Halacha Gimel, is going to be longer, substantially longer, and it's going to be based on a major chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 7, in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is entitled Ki Marachamim Yenahagim, that in order to be a leader of Klal Yisrael, you have to have a lot of rachmonas, like Moshe Rabbeinu, like Rabbeinu Zal says there.